Hi, this is Jeff Struss, and you're listening to the Charisma News Podcast, One Story Well Told. Well, conservative Christian backlash causes Nike to launch a lawsuit over the so-called devil shoes. Here to discuss it all and explain his impact on the situation is Pastor Mark Burns. That story right after this.
Virginia teachers, take the lead in education with up to 64% off your graduate degree at Liberty University. This year has forced you to innovate, adapt, overcome, and you've not only risen to the challenge, you've crushed it. Now help education emerge from this crisis stronger than ever with your MAT or MED degree. Our transfer-friendly degree programs are 100% online and start as low as $282 per credit hour. It's our thanks for all you do for our future. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
Well, Pastor Mark Burns was labeled by Time Magazine as Donald Trump's top pastor and named one of the 16 people who shaped the 2016 presidential election. He's the co-founder and CEO of the Now Television Network, a Christian television network based out of South Carolina. It reaches millions of homes in the U.S. and on digital cable television. Pastor Mark Burns, welcome to the podcast.
Happy to be here, Jeff. Very happy.
Well, we're blessed to have you. We know you're a busy guy, and we had to take you up on the opportunity to get you on the podcast and discuss this recent, really, it's a cultural phenomenon that just happened in the last week and a half, and I would say it's still developing, where Lil Nas X, a rapper, who came out with a pair of devil shoes in with the company MSCHF. The pair of shoes featured things as a pentagram, an upside-down cross, and was advertised as containing a drop of real human blood. Obviously, this stirred up quite controversy and concern. And Pastor Burns, what was your reaction when you saw this? I mean, it also was launched in conjunction with incredibly perverse music video. I'm not going to get into the details of it, but it was really a cultural flashpoint for us in America.
Well, you know, Jeff, and thank you and Chris for highlighting this in the body of Christ and media in general. For me, I was disgusted, as I said to ABC Nightline and Good Morning America. I was disgusted. At the highest level. I mean, for me, it was a line that I could not let pass. And myself, along with other leaders around the globe, voiced our opinion publicly to essentially draw as much attention to this heresy, this evil that is going across our television and going across our social media feeds. For me, we are the light of the world, according to the word of God. And we, as the defenders of the faith, should be willing to speak up against evil, not just found in the Bible and within the confines of our churches, but evil that is happening in our communities, the evil that is happening on our television, the evil that is happening on our social media feeds. And so when I saw Lil Nas X, who was bold enough to do this, for me, that was a slap in the face of Christians around the world. This is not some Illuminati Hollywood conspiracy theory. This is out in the open. And it has been done by others, but not as blatant as Lil Nas X did, along with his very perverse an evil video. And so to say it's okay that I don't have to fear Christians in America. I don't have to fear Christians and the gospel of Jesus Christ and the power that we have in America was a slap in the face of Christendom around the world. And I could not be silent. And I had to speak out against it. And mischief is the name of the third-party company that has been sued by Nike. And actually, Nike won the judgment to force Mischief and Lil Nas X from continuously selling and promoting that evil product, those Satan shoes.
So this all happened very quickly. And even what you're telling me right now is an update as far as I'm concerned, because this is all unfolding in the last 10 days. Lil Nas X releases this really grotesque music video. Then within 48 hours, he announces a partnership with Mischief featuring Nike shoes, these devil shoes, demon shoes. They were proposing to be selling 666 pairs. I mean, you can't get more overtly demonic, demonstratively anti-gospel, anti-Christ, featuring a pentagram, an upside-down cross, and a real drop of human blood. Since that time, Pastor Burns, so you took a strong stand against this. You were interviewed on several mainstream outlets. And so as of today, you're saying Nike then announced that they were suing Mischief as a counter lawsuit. And are you saying that they've announced that they've stopped the shoes?
They have, 100%. A judge ruled in Nike's favor that copyright infringement did take place, that Nike does have a say-so on to what exactly is being placed on these custom-made shoes along with their logo. And so this is the crux of what I'm trying to get out to the world.
Yep.
You know, and I shouldn't just be talking to Good Morning America. I, as a pastor, shouldn't be just talking to ABC News Nightline. I'm talking to the body of Christ. My message is to my brothers and sisters who are the believers, and also reach out to the non-believers who listen to Charisma, is that we have a powerful voice in America, not just spiritually, as the Bible declares that we have power to tread over scorpions and serpents, but also in the natural.
Yeah.
When we are not silent, when we open up our mouths, and we open up our mouths so much that it forced Nike to sue, and a judge ruled in Nike's favor, and now those shoes have been ceased in production. He was trying to give away the very last pair of the 666 pair of shoes because they did sell out. But they wanted to continue to make them, and the judge ruled in Nike's favor, ceasing all production and ceasing all marketing and advertising of it. And Nike initially tried to take a very soft stand on it. We wouldn't let them do that because we began to turn on Nike. This is what I said in mainstream media. I said, listen, Lil Nas X has a constitutional right to worship whomever he wants to worship. Okay, we're not arguing that fact. He has a constitutional right, to worship whomever he wants to worship. But we as Christians and believers also have the right to, number one, not buy his product, number two, go after the corporations that are enabling him or others like him to do it. And that's exactly what began to happen. Our attention turned towards Nike themselves. And this is what forced Nike to not just in their initial response was to say we had nothing to do with it and we're not endorsing that. But then our voice got louder and louder and louder towards Nike. People start burning Nike shoes. People start saying we're never buying Nike again. They start seeing a dip in sales. And so that forced Nike once again to take a step further and sue Mischief for the production of these shoes. And a judge ruled in Nike's favor.
So it's incredible. And I just want to say on behalf of all of our listeners and the body of Christ in America, thank you, Pastor Burns, for taking a strong stand. And because it's really, anytime you do this, you're sticking your neck out there, you're being bold, you're being courageous. Of course, all leaders in the body of Christ are called to do so, but we so appreciate your stance and your willingness to be bold on this issue. But that lends me to my next thought is, Pastor Burns, look at what was able to be accomplished. In a moment right now where we're seeing different organizations, Delta, Major League Baseball comes to mind, different organizations that are playing power politics right now with society, the body of Christ has a voice. Am I wrong?
Without question, Jeff, we most definitely have a voice. And this is what we proved. It's bigger than just Nike suing. It's bigger than just Mischief been sued and Lil Nas X Satan shoes are ceasing production. This proves that even in 2021, we, the body of Christ, still have major influence on secular industries, business industries in this country. That if we would just be willing to take the stripes as Jesus did, if we'd be willing to have rocks thrown at us, just like other early believers did, and be willing to be, ridiculed by the mob, just as our Savior did, we can still make major impacts and influence what's happening in not just in business industry, but even in politics. You know, what's happening in Georgia right now is ridiculous. And I just believe this is another opportunity for the body of Christ to stand up and speak and say, you know, listen, we are passive. We're lovers of Jesus. We're non-fighters. But we understand that if God be for us, Jeff,
yes,
then who can be against us? And we will not be the silent majority. No, we will scream from the mountaintops. What thus saith the Lord, and said with boldness, and said with love, and said with truth and a sound mind. And so this is another opportunity for us Christians to not remain silent, but to remind Major League Baseball, to remind Delta, to remind others who are pulling out of the great state of Georgia for their political views, that we too have a voice, and we are the majority, and we may not control the mainstream media, but we're just as powerful, number one, because we have the Lord Jesus Christ as our living Savior. But number two, we are the majority, and Christians need to remember that.
Amen. Well, Pastor, we're in a moment in our culture where there's a clashing of cultures, a clashing of values. I don't know if it's ever been perhaps more pronounced as it is right now. What do you say to believers out there? I mean, we're talking about everyday normal Christians like myself, going to work, doing family, doing life, but then also to pastors that they say, you know, Pastor, I don't know if it's our place to speak up. I don't know if is that what God really wants from us? You know, shouldn't we be more passive? What would you say to believers out there that are struggling with whether or not they should use their voice and speak up?
I find encouragement from the Apostle Paul. His whole life is about fighting against the establishment that wanted to kill him for his belief system in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. And eventually he was killed. He was jailed. We all know the life of Apostle Paul, but I find strength in him, and that we as all Christians are ambassadors of the living God. You don't have to have a seminarian degree. You don't have to be a pastor or have even a title. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you, brother, you, sister, are an ambassador of the hand of God. You represent the living, true God. And therefore, we have to find encouragement looking at Apostle Paul, who were willing to go into other areas like Ephesus and going to talk to the Philippians and deal with the Corinthians and to deal with these others who disagreed maybe or didn't understand what he was preaching, but yet he was willing to go there and eventually go to Rome himself and to deal with the priest, thus saith the Lord. We have to find our encouragement in the Word of God. In our weakness, we are made strong. That's what the Bible says. The problem is so many people, Christians, whether it's just everyday Christians and even pastors who are leaders, are afraid to get rocks thrown at them. They preach in the safety of their own church, and they preach to the safety of folks who just come to church. And there's a place for that, absolutely. But also, Jesus made it clear in Matthew that we're to go and make disciples. We're to go baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We do not have the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind, power of a sound mind. We have the glory of Jesus and the power of God. I preached on it yesterday, along with millions of others. We have the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the authority of the resurrection through the resurrection, and we need to utilize. So what can everyday Christians do? Number one, recognize your authority. You have authority. Your mouth is so important. We speak those things as though they are. We speak them into existence. We have life and death, according to Proverbs 18 and 21, in the power of our tongue. So we open our mouth. We don't just think about it. We speak it. And we be bold, and we don't wait till things happen nationally. We deal with it on a local level. But also, we encourage our pastors. I would encourage you, Jeff. I would encourage others. who have a pastor who may not be as bold to discuss these secular matters, to be willing to do that. Let them know you stand behind he or she. You
Amen.
Stand behind them. And you have their back to go out there. And when they throw rocks at you, they throw rocks at us, the body of Christ.
It's such a big deal, because I think there are pastors out there that they may be on the edge where they could take that leap of faith and they're going to address it. But to know that their congregation is behind them, standing with them, it's such a big deal. Pastor Burns, you're speaking out about the shoes, the devil's shoes, and God used you powerfully to see that snuffed out. I heard you mention what's going on in Georgia. Of course, Senator Warnock made some waves suggesting that Easter is bigger than the resurrection of Christ over the weekend. There's a lot of things going on. What else is on your horizon here? Is there anything else that you're working on in the near future that you could let our audience know about?
Well, you know, right now I'm leading a coalition of America, some of America's greatest pastors and greatest leaders, and today Christendom. I'm not going to drop any names, but know that they're some of the most well-known, most influential leaders in America. Right now, Christians and conservatives are under attack by big tech. And we are, you know, our voice has been silenced and censored by big tech. So many cases that are happening where messages are being pulled down. Give you one example. My father, Pastor Otis Burns, was teaching on Biden's stance on transgenders and transgenders in the military and transgenders in general. And my father was simply giving scripture according to what the Word of God says about homosexuality. He only mentioned the scripture on what the Bible says about homosexuality and how it is wrong and an abomination, as the word says. And yet Facebook and TikTok took the video down.
Wow.
and cited it as hate speech.
Yeah.
They said it's blocked because this is hate speech. He didn't say that transgenders are you know, they're mental. He didn't say anything like that. He didn't degrade them as a person or what they believe. He simply repeated word for word what the Word of God says. He just gave scripture, and they took it down and cited it as hate speech. That suggests that the Word of God in itself is being censored significantly. That there's only parts of the Bible that big tech would allow us to preach on. And that is wrong. That's the slippery slope that we're beginning to go down. And so having said that, we have countless of cases just like that across the country where people are saying things are being pulled down or being censored because they have certain words and phrases that Big Tech eliminates. And we discovered in a study recently by Yale University that one out of five Big Tech executives in Silicon Valley, seven out of 10, excuse me, my mouth is wrong, seven out of 10 people who are big tech executives are considering themselves atheists or agnostic.
Wow.
So these are the leaders of big tech. This is a study by Yale University, and it suggested that seven out of 10 big tech executives are atheists or agnostic.
Incredible.
And they're leading, you know, they're the leaders of big tech. Having said that, I'm leading this coalition of leaders as we're working that right now, how we can navigate that and represent the millions of Christian conservatives who believe that their voices have been silent big tech. And so we're working out meetings right now with Zuckerberg, Facebook, and
wow.
And Dempsey of Twitter. And so we've been having meetings in D.C. back and forth as we're setting up, gearing up to have this meeting and coalition of leaders to say this is something that has to change, or we have to turn all our attention on a national level
yep.
towards big tech here in America.
Absolutely incredible. You know, scripture says that, you know, the darkness covers the people. That's the time for God's light. We arise, we shine, and God's going to use us powerfully as we take those steps to be bold. I want to ask you just to pray for our audience before we end, that same boldness that you're carrying, that there'd be a grace and impartation over our listeners today. But Pastor Burns, before we do, what's the best way for our listeners to follow you, to keep in touch, to know about what you're going to be doing next?
Well, the best thing is to go to markburns.org, markburns.org. Also, follow me on Twitter. As we're still attacking big tech, at Pastor Mark Burns, and on Facebook. It's pretty easy to find me on Facebook and Instagram, again, at Pastor Mark Burns. I'm very heavily involved in social media, which is why, myself and other leaders have taken it upon ourselves to go out to big tech at the very top, at the very head, and to voice our grievances to representing millions upon millions of Americans who feel the same way. And see how we can navigate a way to come to an agreement. And so we're also fighting Section 230, which would, again, big tech is falling under Section 230 that's given them the protection to censor who and what is placed on their platforms. And so we can repeal and replace Section 230 that will give us even greater power to put big tech in place. And so go to markburns.org, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Also watch the Now Television Network at thenownetwork.org. God has really blessed us with 236 billion homes on cable, satellite, television around the world. We've grown a lot since. So we've really sold out. We have no more time slots. There's a lot of people that desperately wants to preach the gospel. And I'm just happy to be one of the vehicles, like Charisma, that spreads the gospel around the globe.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Pastor Burns, as we end our time together, would you just pray for boldness for all of our listening audience today?
Absolutely. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you as your servants. You are the great I Am. You are the Lord of hosts. You are the King of kings. And we honor you, great Lord. Father, thank you. As you've forgiven us for all of our sins, our past, our present, and our future sins, the sins that we know we've committed, the sins that we don't know we've committed against your body. Now, Father, we ask you in the name of the blood of Jesus Christ, that, Father, you will allow every listener who is under the sound of my voice, every listener that hears this broadcast, that they be filled with boldness now, that the angels that surround them will minister to their minds and minister to their hearts and get them stirred up in their spirits, that they will speak out in love, not in anger, not in hate, but in love. And the same boldness that you gave Paul, the Apostle Paul, Father, you've given it to us. So we're heirs and joint heirs to the body of Christ. So, Father, we know when you give it to Paul, you've given it to us. And so, Father, we ask that every pastor begin to speak out against these secular matters, Father, that they understand that they are not alone, that the angels are all around them. And they're not trying to become political or politics, Father. That may not be their area of expertise, but, Lord, they will speak out against evil wherever evil may be found. And that they have the boldness to do that, not just within the confines of their church, but they'd be willing to do it everywhere evil exists. And so, Father, give us the courage to take on the stripes as you did, Lord Jesus. We know that there was only you, Father, but we know that what you did it for us so that we might learn and that we might be able to walk in your footsteps. We thank you, Master Jesus, for dying on the cross, but also raising yourself up with omnipotent power in your hands. And we look for you to come back again. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Spirit, in your precious name we pray together. It is so. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Mark Burns, thank you so much. Such an honor and a privilege to have you on the broadcast today, and I look forward to being able to do it again sometime soon.
I love you, Jeff, and I love Charisma. God bless you.
Hey, much love back to you. Take care. So you've been listening to Pastor Mark Burns reminding us that God is looking for courage and bravery to be salt and light in the midst of our culture today. Well, thank you again for listening to Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. Make sure to download this episode and subscribe so you never miss a show. God bless.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.